UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer is under growing pressure to quit, but he's promised to fight any challenge to his leadership.
I know I have my doubters, and I know I need to prove them wrong, and I will.
So what exactly is going down on Downing Street? Well, back in 2024, Keir Starmer became the British PM when the country's Labour Party won in a landslide against the Conservatives. But since then, there's been a series of dramas and scandals.
Particularly his decision to appoint Peter Mandelson as the ambassador to the United States.
That's Nick Rowley, a former member of the Downing Street Policy Directorate under Tony Blair and now a public policy expert at ANU. He's talking about Peter Mandelson, the former British ambassador to the US and a Labour heavyweight who's become politically toxic because of his links to notorious late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Keir Starmer fired Mandelson as ambassador last year, and he then quit the party altogether in February. But the Prime Minister's continued to cop a lot of criticism from within his own party for making Mandelson ambassador in the first place.
Pretty fraught, it's pretty tense, and it's very hard to predict. Certainly anybody observing what is going on in the UK at the centre of power would say that Keir Starmer is in a really, really difficult position and may not be Prime Minister for very much longer.
Last week, the UK held local elections. Those don't determine the PM, but they are seen as a good gauge of how voters feel about the major parties. And the results show people do not feel good about Labour and Sir Keir Starmer. The party lost a lot of votes, including to right-wing populist party Reform, led by Nigel Farage, sometimes called the father of Brexit and known for his anti-immigration stance. So now, dozens of Labour MPs are urging their Prime Minister to resign. But former Labour Party adviser and Keir Starmer biographer Tom Baldwin says the timing could not be worse, with Britain on the edge of a recession, a fuel shortage, and wars going on in the Middle East and Ukraine.
I think that look irresponsible and may actually end up doing the Labour Party more damage.
Emily Rose Foley is a research fellow at the University of Canberra and Flinders University. She says Keir Starmer will likely go soon.
I think it's only a matter of time, but potentially we might not see something until, say, next week or the end of the week.
If anyone were to gun for the Prime Ministership, they'd need the support of 81 Labour MPs, 20% of the party in Parliament, to trigger a contest.